Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're rolling on and get set for first pitch, game two of a three-game set between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by one of the many stars out of this Biloxi Shuckers bullpen in Sam Carlson. Sam, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
I appreciate you having me. It's good seeing you again.
It's good seeing you, too. It's also been a lot of fun watching you on the mound this year. We're just over the halfway point in the season. First year in Double A, and the ERA's hovering right around 2.5. How much fun has this first half been for you?
Yeah, it's been good, man. Obviously, first year in Double A, but at the end of the day, it's the same game. Mistakes get penalized a little bit more here. But besides that, you just got to keep attacking your strengths and keep growing as a baseball player and making yourself more well-rounded. So,
what's the biggest takeaway you've had throughout your first 20-plus appearances here at the Double A level?
I think every time you go to a new level, you have that question, like, does my stuff play here, you know? Does what I had in high play in Double A? And, now that we're a half a season in, like, you can see if your stuff plays or not. I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses, I attack them on a daily basis, and I know my stuff plays here. So I just getting comfortable, having fun, and trying to help this team win games.
Has there been a moment where it's clicked and you're like, oh yeah, I belong?
I wouldn't say there was a moment, but when we played Huntsville last week, it was the first time this year I've struck out the side, and that was, I got pretty excited after that. It's one of those things where it's like, yep, it definitely plays, you know?
You're also around a pretty fun clubhouse as well. Eric Brown Jr. is out here with the fake microphone interviewing you as well in this. How much fun has it been to be around these guys in this clubhouse this season?
Yeah, it's been good, man. They welcome me with open arms from the Mariners organization, and everybody here has been awesome, a joy to play with. Everyone wants to get better, everyone wants to have fun, and Biloxi's been a great time, man. I've really enjoyed being out here this summer. We were talking about it before, but I like the warm weather. I'll definitely take sweating all day over being cold at the beginning of the year, so I've enjoyed it a lot.
It's also your second full year as a reliever. You were a starter for much of the early parts of your career. How much have you enjoyed the transition in the bullpen and now a transition to being one of the guys that pitching coach Will Shearholz really relies on in the back end of that bullpen?
Yeah, it was an adjustment at the beginning of the year last year. I kind of had to, like, figure out a routine for myself from going on a 5-6-day rotation to being a reliever and being available almost on a daily basis. And it definitely took me about half the season last year to develop a routine where I was able to be consistent on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And that carried over into this year. I went into it knowing who I was as a pitcher, knowing my strengths, knowing my weaknesses. I said it before. And just kind of knowing my identity and just going out there and competing and having fun and learning from all the experiences that this game brings us.
What really helped to find that routine? Was it just experience, or was there a certain thing or a certain person that really helped you learn how to create that routine out of the bullpen?
It's honestly trial and error. It's talking to guys, just learning. There's the bullpen's a lot of fun. There's a lot of different roles, and I've pitched in a lot of different roles this year, and it's been fun to kind of see how flexible of a pitcher I can be. And once you kind of learn your roles and you learn how the games are going to go and when it's your time and when it's not, that's when you kind of get in a routine and you can really be as consistent as you can be. So,
what's it like down there in the bullpen? Last year, hot topics of conversation ranged from everything from everybody's favorite conspiracy theories to just calling the game out there. What's it like out there with the guys in the bullpen?
Yeah, we got a good bullpen. We got something new every single day. The boys keep it fresh, keep it hot, and We're definitely always on our toes, both on the field and off the field. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a good crew. You never know what you're going to get out of a bullpen. I think we just have a little bit of everything in the pen this year, which is good balance.
Also makes it a lot of fun to watch as well. We're coming up on July 4th, though. Special time for a lot of families, obviously. It's just another day of baseball for a lot of you guys out here in the clubhouse. But do you have any big-time July 4th memories throughout your time?
Yeah, for me, it's just going up to the cabin as a kid. I'm from Minnesota. We had a cabin up in McGregor, Minnesota. There's not a lot up there. It's very peaceful. And just being out on the lake, and my dad would put on a little fireworks show every year growing up, and I miss that. So it's definitely worth it having this as a job, not being able to go do that. But those days are some of the best, man.
We appreciate the time, man. Thanks much.
Thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shockers and Braves coming up next.